You're listening to SBS News.
In recent days, the chorus of criticism has been growing louder. Health experts, state governments, unions and workers, all concerned about an end to pandemic leave payments for casual workers. Today, a change of heart from Prime Minister Anthony Albanese as he announced the payments would be reinstated.
I said during the election campaign repeatedly that one of my themes was no one left behind. And indeed, I want to make sure that people aren't left behind, that vulnerable people are looked after, and that no one is faced with the unenviable choice of not being able to isolate properly without losing an income.
The $750 payments are for casual workers who are forced into isolation with COVID-19 and are not entitled to paid sick leave. It's designed to stop people with the virus going to work because they can't afford to isolate. The decision was made by the previous coalition government to scrap the payment at the end of June. But Labor has been stubbornly sticking to that deadline, saying the federal budget couldn't afford to support such emergency payments forever. Anthony Albanese now says the policy reversal is based on the latest advice he's received from the Chief Health Officer and the Health Department.
I think it's a big call to say that I haven't acted quickly. What we've seen with this new wave of B4, B5 is a changed health circumstance, and when the health circumstances change, we've responded. We've responded collectively, together, the Commonwealth, with states and territories, and that's appropriate.
The scheme will be available again from the 20th of July and will run until the 30th of September. It will also be backdated to July 1 after expiring 2 weeks ago. The Commonwealth and the states and territories will split the cost, estimated to total $780 million. The nation's leading medical body has praised the decision. Dr. Omar Khorshid is president of the Australian Medical Association.
We need the COVID supports in place so that Australians can do the right thing and they're not put in a situation of having to balance up whether to do the right thing but not put food on the table, or in fact go to work, pretend they haven't got COVID, pretend it's a cold or a flu, and actually put their co-workers at risk.
Unions and business groups have also welcomed the move, but the opposition has criticised it as too little too late, despite the fact it was them in government who set the June 30 expiry date last September. Deputy Opposition Leader Susan Ley told the ABC the government had the health advice weeks ago and failed to act to protect casual workers.
Putting them in this impossible position is unacceptable, and Anthony Albanese needs to apologise to every casual worker who has suffered stress as a result of this flip-flopping. I mean, he has failed this first test of managing a pandemic as a Labor government.
In Sydney's inner west, restaurant owner Rhett Hock says COVID has upended his business and the payments will help him and his staff get by.
That's really mean a lot. That have through us and have through the staff for the financial support, and that's money will be helping people to go through in this tough situation. It helps you catch your staff that need to be isolated. And now at the moment we really struggle as well with the short staff, and I believe everywhere in Australia that have the same problem.
The government will also reintroduce crisis payments for people in severe financial hardship. But despite widespread calls, it will not extend free rapid antigen tests for concession card holders. Anthony Albanese says RATs are already widely available across the country at little or no charge.
They've been provided through aged care centres. They've been provided anywhere where you can go get a PCR. You can rock up there today and pick up a RAT test. There is no shortage of RAT tests in Australia, and the Commonwealth has paid for half of every one of them.
And for those who do test positive, a new temporary telehealth item will be created, giving patients who might need antiviral treatments longer appointments with their GPs. Dr. Robert Maher is from the Doctors Reform Society.
I've had quite a few patients with COVID request the antivirals, and they are quite complex because one of them particularly interacts with a lot of other medications. So it takes quite a long while to explain to patients that they have to stop taking certain other medications.
The National Cabinet also agreed each jurisdiction would strongly recommend masks indoors where social distancing is not possible. But the leaders have stopped short of mandating it, as many health experts have called for. Epidemiologist Adrian Esterman says messaging needs to be improved, especially for multicultural communities.
My preference would be for face mask mandates. But if the various state and territory governments and national cabinet don't agree with that, the least they could do is to have much better messaging to the general public about why face masks are so important. That messaging simply isn't happening at the moment.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is already on the task.
Please, you are strongly encouraged to wear your masks indoors. I'll be wearing my mask indoors, and I'm encouraging people to do that as well. We are seeing the escalation of people going into our hospitals. Today, tragically in Queensland, we have 22 deaths, and we expect this wave to go on until even the end of August. So the one thing we can do in winter to protect ourselves and others and those close to us is to wear a mask indoors.
There were more than 40,000 COVID infections in Australia on Saturday and 77 more deaths. There are now 4,700 people with the virus in hospitals across the country. The Prime Minister is promising to meet with the National Cabinet every 2 to 3 weeks throughout winter. Claire Slattery, SBS News.